Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so I want to give you the inside scoop about a next Netflix movie that stars Philadelphia, but the way that it got here is a little bit unusual. So we're going to talk about that coming up. But first, congratulations to Florida Georgia Line, Brian Kelly from FGL. He and his wife, Brittany, launched a new clothing line called the Hunt Club Collection. Don't Google that, though, or you will find equestrian clothes, because the Hunt Club Collection is part of their tribal thing that they've got going okay. on. So it's like part of another clothing line. But they had a big launch party over the weekend. And when Florida Georgia Line has a launch party, they invite people like Jason Aldean and Luke Combs and Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell. And the list goes on and on. And what they do there is they do axe throwing.
Okay, sure.
And jewelry making. So I think that the clothing line, we're going to start to see it next week. It'll be like kind of available to us on their website.
Okay.
So we can check that out.
All
then.
These images of axes and bracelets all over clothes.
I know, yeah. Oh, so pretty. Because I wanted to be able to say like, oh, yeah, and the clothing looks really cool because it's like blah, but there's not even a sneak peek anywhere. So, yeah, next week we'll get to look at that. And there's a new show coming to CMT. So it's all about country music and Nashville, but it's a kind of a take on a different game show, and maybe you recognize the theme song. This has to be the original theme song, right? Like, I'm sure they updated it.
I hope they didn't, because this sounds amazing.
But like this,
oh,
theme, like because this show was on for a long time with different hosts, and I can't imagine that this was always.
That's not dated at all. Sounds very current. Let's keep it rolling.
If you're wondering what it is, it's Nashville Squares.
Yeah.
That's going to be the new show, just like Hollywood Squares. Bob Saget is going to be the host, so that'll
be
super funny.
He will be awesome. He's a funny dude.
The first season, I guess, already has secured Jana Kramer, Jimmy Allen, Sarah Evans. Remember her? Mm-hmm. Tanya Tucker, Mitchell Tenpenny. Marie Osmond, the list goes on and on.
Wow, that's great.
It sounds like it's going to be super fun. And then finally, Dave, I know that you watch Netflix, mm-hmm. and I heard that there's this movie that just came out on Netflix called The Shadow of the Moon,
mm-hmm.
and it piqued my interest because it's about a serial killer, and it takes place in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I just saw it on Saturday, mm-hmm. and I thought of you as soon as I saw a serial killer.
Because I'm all about it.
Yep, and might be one. I'm not sure. And in Philadelphia, but then it gets kind of...
Hopefully, you'll never know.
It gets... Because you'd be good at it. That's why I listen to all those podcasts.
Yes.
So serial killer, Philadelphia, but then mm-hmm. it gets kind of time travel-y,
okay.
and I'm more of a sci-fi guy, so that's what I liked about it, but I don't know if that would throw you off. But it is funny. One of the first scenes, maybe the first scene, a girl is in bed, and she's wearing a Pottstown sweatshirt.
Right. So it what's funny is that was supposed to be an Eagles shirt, but the NFL would not let the movie use any Eagles gear.
No way.
Yeah. So I guess the movie came to the director, and the director like read through it, and it was supposed to be set in Chicago, but he had never been to Chicago. And he said, as he's reading it, he feels like the city has to be a big part of the movie. So he loved Philadelphia when he was here. So he decided to make it all about Philly. So that's why he had her wearing a Pottstown t-shirt.
Wow.
Because the Eagles wouldn't allow it.
Okay.
Although the Sixers were much more into letting him use their mm-hmm. stuff. So Tom McGinnis, who is the play-by-play guy for the Sixers, actually went back because, like you said, it's time travel.
Mm-hmm.
So in some of the 90s games, he went back and revoiced some of the, did you happen to notice that
no,
they were talking about?
Notice.
Yeah, so in the movie, they had Tom McGinnis go back, and so it's not the original recording. He actually redid it, but it's about real games that happened. So he like went back and watched the footage and talked about guys like Charles Barkley and Allen Iverson. And
because one of the kids has an Iverson jersey.
Right.
In it, they talk about, they have a little clip from Mayor Ed Rendell.
Right, yeah. They were able to get Rendell to do some stuff, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so it was really neat. Lots of bad stuff happens on SEPTA in this, though, so be careful about that.
Oh, okay. So it's not realistic at all, is what we'll say.
Right.
It's a fantasy serial killer show, but it might be worth seeing because it's in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.